Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day. This podcast is produced by Isaac Mell Ministries.
When the winds are strong and nights feel long, we lift our eyes to where you are. You are our peace, our steady song, the quiet strength within our hearts. Your word stands firm, your love remains a sure foundation.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome to another beautiful episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. May the peace of God rest upon your heart today, and may heaven grant you strength for every challenge ahead. No matter what yesterday looked like, today is another opportunity for God to show himself strong in your life. Our devotional topic today is Strength for Unexpected Battles, and our Bible text is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Which says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There is a true life story that was shared years ago about a man named Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, the pilot who safely landed a failing airplane on the Hudson River in 2009 after both engines suddenly failed shortly after takeoff. Imagine that moment. One minute everything was normal. The next minute, disaster struck unexpectedly. Passengers were terrified. There was no warning, no preparation for that exact moment. But because of God's intervention coupled with the fact that the pilot had built years of discipline, courage, and calmness under pressure, what could have ended in tragedy became a testimony of survival. And that is how life sometimes feels. Have you ever woken up to a battle you never planned for? A phone call you never expected, a financial burden, a health report, betrayal from someone you trusted, or a sudden disappointment. Life can confront us with battles we did not schedule. But hear this encouragement today. The God who did not warn you late is also not absent in the battle. He already prepared strength for you before the battle arrived. David said in Psalm 18 verse 39, For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Notice that scripture did not say after the battle. It says unto the battle. God equips his children before the pressure becomes overwhelming. Somebody listening this morning may feel emotionally tired. You have been smiling publicly, but privately you feel exhausted. You are wondering, Lord, where will the strength come from? The Lord sent this word to remind you that your strength is not dependent on your feelings. Your strength comes from his presence. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Did you hear that? God's strength shows up most when human strength runs out. Sometimes unexpected battles reveal hidden strength you never knew you carried through Christ. There are prayers you learn to pray only in difficult seasons. There is faith that develops only when life becomes uncertain. Think about Joseph. He did not expect betrayal from his brothers. He did not expect prison after doing the right thing. Yet every unexpected battle was preparing him for the palace. Think about Esther. She did not expect the burden of saving a nation. Yet God gave her courage for the battle she never imagined. And maybe that is a word for someone today. The battle came unexpectedly, but so will the victory. Can I ask you a sincere question this morning? What if the battle you fear is actually the platform where God will reveal his power? Remember what Moses told the Israelites in Exodus chapter 14 verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You may not know how things will work out, but God has not abandoned your situation. I speak prophetically over somebody listening right now. You will not collapse under pressure. You will not lose your mind in difficult seasons. The battle will not destroy you. God will strengthen your hands. God will stabilize your emotions. God will provide help from unexpected places. And what was sent to break you will become a testimony in the name of Jesus. Sometimes when unexpected battles come, fear begins to whisper, "What if things get worse? What if you fail? What if you cannot survive this?" But faith replies with Romans 8 verse 37. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You are not fighting alone. Dear listener, hear this carefully. God never promised a battle-free life, but he promised his presence in every battle. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, "When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee." Not if, when. That means God already factored your difficult season into his plan. Heaven is not panicking over your situation. So relax and put your trust in God. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. What battle have you been trying to fight with your own strength? What fear have you allowed to drain your confidence? What burden do you need to surrender completely to God today? Actions for the day. Pause at different moments during your day and consciously speak words of faith instead of fear. Whenever anxiety rises, declare, "God is with me. I have strength for this battle." Do not keep silent in discouragement. Speak life over yourself. And let me encourage someone today, rest does not mean weakness. Sometimes strength is found in trusting God enough to stop carrying everything alone. Jesus said in Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Before we close, I want us to take our confession of faith for the day together. Say this boldly with me wherever you are. "Today, I receive strength for every unexpected battle. I will not be overwhelmed. God is with me, and his grace is sufficient for me. I walk in courage, wisdom, peace, and victory. Every challenge before me will turn into a testimony. I am strengthened, preserved, and uplifted by the power of God. Today shall work in my favor, in Jesus' name." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you because you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Lord, I ask today for every listener facing unexpected battles. Release supernatural strength today. Strengthen the weak, encourage the discouraged, provide for those in need, and grant peace to troubled hearts. Let no one listening today be defeated by fear or anxiety. Turn every battle into victory and every pain into testimony. Guide our steps, protect our going out and coming in, and let this day bring good news and divine favor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this devotional blessed you, encouraged you, or strengthened your spirit, please share it with someone today. You never know who needs this word for their battle. Go into today with confidence. God is with you, and you already have strength for the battle. Stay winning every day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your